and elsewhere. Remember, whoever, wherever, and whenever we are humankind. We must learn to stand together as citizens of the world for a healthier, safer, and happier community.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of transmitting.
Wait a minute, that's too fast.
Now what?
Kick it over here, baby pop!
CKUT, yo. Yo, this is for your mind, soul, and spirit. Plus your positive vibes. Masters at work, you gotta hear it. And West Indian rhythms on Saturday night. Roots, rock, reggae, I keep it tight. Manchild, hitting switches, keep it right. The cypher on a Friday. Psalms of soul, I do it my way. With ill groove on Sunday, I gotta say one way. We stick together. It's for unity in the community on CKUT at 90.3. Manchild and John Fish. We give you that musical wish to put more music in that dish. So listen to your radio station and simply turn it on. CKUT, word is born, word is born. Y'all enjoy yourselves, love you Montreal. Tune into CKUT, always.
Guess who's coming to dinner? Natty Dreadlocks, Michael Rose. Guess who's coming to dinner? Natty Dreadlocks. When I'm in Montreal, I listen to CKUT 90.3, and it's always jamming.
And the rest Daniel and some brethren are coming over the hills. Stay in town like these. We must live as one.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
Human rights in Palestine today. New perspectives on international solidarity. A conference taking place Tuesday, July 13th, 11 a.m. till 12:30, live on CKUT 90.3 FM. This conference takes place in the context of growing international movements in support of Palestinian human rights, including the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions Movement. We will hear from Michael Link, the UN Special Rapporteur on the situation of human rights in the occupied territories of Palestine, Emmanuel Dror of the BDS movement in France, Mustafa Hanawi from Academics for Palestine at Concordia University, Jesse Stein of Musicians for Palestine, and a representative of the Palestinian Campaign for the Academic and Cultural Boycott of Israel, PACB. I will be moderating this event. I'm the host of Free City Radio here on CKUT. Tune in next Tuesday, July 13th from 11 till 12:30 here on CKUT, people-powered radio in Montreal. This is a CKUT Radio co-presentation.
ready for me. It's your boy preaching the building. Come on.
KUT 90.3 FM, man. Ah, I was in a different mood today. It's a little gray in my city right now. I'm hanging out, I'm chilling. Coming to you live and direct from the city of Montreal on this Tuesday, July 27th. As I said, it's kind of gray, but it's 22 degrees in my city today. Yes, man. Feeling kind of breezy out there. Feeling kind of warm and breezy out there. I hope you guys are enjoying your day. I hope you guys are enjoying your afternoon. Man, I love all of you guys, man. I miss all of you guys. Yes. Yo, they say that we're in for a bit of wetness. A bit of earth hydration. You know what I mean? So, yo, I hope you guys got your umbrellas ready. You know what I mean? Get ready for that rain to be coming your way up until about 4 p.m. The skies are going to clear up around 5 p.m. The sun's going to come out a little later tonight, a little later this evening. So, yo, trust me, man. I hope you're ready. Yo, I know a lot of people, man, are feeling those July blues, feeling those summer blues, man. I know things are opening up, man. I know people are out and about and people are enjoying, man. People are soaking it up as much as they possibly can. You feel me? Soaking it up as much as they possibly can. But I know there's a lot of people out there that are like, Lord have mercy, would have been Caravana weekend this weekend. Lord have mercy, would have been Caravana this week. Yeah, but yo, man, yo, look. Every season has a reason. There's a reason for every season. You know what I mean? So I hope you guys have been finding peace in your peace. You know? I hope you guys are enjoying the summer. I hope you're soaking up the heat. And I hope you're holding on to all of those amazing memories, man. All of those amazing memories. You know what I mean? I'm positive. Deep down in my bones, I'm positive. We are going to be getting back to our way of life just now. Yeah? You know what I mean? Just now. So I hope you're ready, man. And I think I'm ready. You know what I mean? I think I'm ready to bring you in to the next vibe. The next piece of the session. Yeah, man, I'm feeling like a Afro-ish today, man. A little Afro-ish on this great day in the city of Montreal. CKUT family, man. It's your own boy preaching the building. I love you guys. I miss you guys. I hope everybody is doing amazing out there. Yo, vibes. Yo, you were just listening to music from the one and only Black Coffee featuring Celeste. I got something from my, yo, one of my favorite crews, Mikasa, featuring Akka. Yes, man, a.k.a. Not Akka Solo, but Akka. Yeah. This one's called Home Alone right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Will you? Yeah, yeah.
Will you come through? Yeah, yeah. Feeling cold. Don't want home. I'm here at home. Smoking alone. And I'm wondering what you're doing, baby. Got me wondering what you're doing, baby. Got my phone, I'm a little gone. Should I make a call? Should I sleep alone? Got me wondering how you're doing, baby. Sitting wondering what you're doing, baby.
Set go, and I will hold you close. I never let you go. Oh,
okay, bored in the house, and I'm in the house bored.
If you come around,
I love that line.
Outdoor, talking about who wants smoke, who got raw. Oh Lord, this Tom Ford is top draw. Spoken like a dreadlock rasp. Mega is a mafia. Wish I had the girl in the chat with me, cars. Wish I had time to relax, but I gotta stay king like Shaq. Wait.
Tonight. I'm home alone, baby. Make yourself a home, girl. Go on and make yourself a home, girl. Yeah. To the left, everything you need's in a room in the left. Make yourself a home, girl. Go on and make yourself a home, girl. Come through. You're the missing piece in the puzzle. Let your head down like Rapunzel. We can watch a movie. I know you like Deadpool. Trust me. There's nothing like a joint in a Red Bull. Nothing like a joint in a Red Bull. We got wings, babe. Let's fly away.
CKUT 90.3 FM. You're now tuned into the Lunchtime Takeover. Right here on the nation's favorite station, yeah?
Yeah.
reasons why I'm feeling so global right now is because I'm watching the Olympics. Yo, I gotta shout out all of our Canadian athletes out there in Tokyo right now, representing, and bringing medals home. Yo, I'm gonna have a little medal count, or a little update, maybe a little later. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a little later for you guys on what's been happening out there in Tokyo right now. Kylie Massey, right? Is yo out here killing it in the women's 100 meter backstroke. She just came in second. Yeah, man. Yo, I don't know, man. There's something about the Olympics that when it comes around, you know what I'm saying? Yo, as much as you know how I light a fire upon Babylon and Babylonian things, man, there's something about the camaraderie and the solidarity and the athleticism that goes into the Olympics it's had me wrapped since the 80s, since I discovered this competition, you know what I mean? So it's an amazing, yo, it's a joy to just be able to see these young men and women out there doing their thing, and you know what I mean, trying to bring some pride to the country, man. And there's some crazy events in the Olympics this year that I'm like, for real? 3x3 basketball, 3-on-3 basketball. It's like, basically, you like think about just playing ball at Benny or Willette, half court ball in the Olympics. You know what I mean? Skateboarding in the Olympics, surfing in the Olympics. I mean, yo, it's pretty much a joy to see how, you know what I mean, we are expanding, man. We are moving forward. The future is here. You know what I mean? And I gotta send a big shout out. Big shout out to our CKUT family. Yeah, man. Widget block mode. I know you are head over heels, man. Yo, I gotta send a big shout out to Nisa Fields, man. Nisa Fields, Montreal's very own. Yes, man. Block mode family, very own. You know what I'm saying? Out here representing for Canada on the women's basketball team. I was so proud to see y'all's little sister out there rocking it, holding it down for the country, holding it down for the city. Yo, LaSalle, we got one. Montreal, we got one. Winchin, I see you.
90.3 FM. It's music by the one and only Sky Wanda. Sukuma.
I love that track right there.
I just wanna make sure. Yes, when you say it.
Sometimes you just gotta, you know what I mean?
I just wanna make sure.
Tweak the thing a little bit. The one and only Pharrell Williams.
Much more.
Jazzy.
Thing that freaks me out.
And Black Coffee. Watch it.
I don't have control. But let it roll.
A better me, things this heavenly, like love and melody. Fly high, my wings propelling me to the heights of angels that dwell in me. These are the flights that I take with family. They keep me grounded by understanding me. I stand under the rain, it feels powerful. Same force that made all the flowers bloom. Same force we come from, me and you. Same force that made you so valuable. I say don't let the world take it out of you. I say don't let the world take it out of you. We living in time trying to hold on. Saying what's going on like the old song. People feeling naked with their clothes on. They wanna go home, I tell them go strong. We'll be right back.
A lot of sayers, we need more doers. Stay true to the one that run through us. Hold on when they try to subdue us. Old mind state, they never really knew us. Inner visions, reminiscing on our conditions, no pot to piss in. We the children of a mission. When freedom calls, we gotta listen.
Thank you. version now. 1961 version. Manteca.
We'll be right back.
CKUT 90.3 FM. It's your boy Preach in the building. That was the Funky Low Lives remix of Manteca by Dizzy Gillespie. That was a little Preach, live Preach refix, you know what I'm saying? Little live Preach refix of a classic, man, of a classic, of a classic. As I said, man, I'm out here taking in a lovely day, man. It's breezy, man, you know what I mean? The rain is slowly starting to come down. Well, I'm in Verdun, so I don't know which part of the city that you're at. Slowly it started to drizzle on this side right now. As I said, it's about 22 degrees on the Celsius on this lovely Tuesday, July 27th. Can you imagine? The month of July is almost finished, man. I don't know, man. I don't know if it's because I'm running in circles, taking care of these tiny but mighty twins of mine who are just about 11 weeks old. But, the summer feels like it just swoop, came and went. You know what I'm saying? Came and went. So, I'm trying to soak up as much as I possibly can. Yeah? Yo, shout out the entire Massive, man. Shout out everybody out there who has been holding in, man, tucking in, and, checking in with us, man. Checking in with us. I totally appreciate each and every one of you guys for your support, for your good cheer, for all of that, man, for all of that good stuff. Yeah, yo, as I said, I'm out here taking in the celebration that it happens every 4 years, but I mean due to the pandy thing, yeah, right, we have to wait an extra year. I want to see how they're going to adjust it. So I guess, like, you know, this time we waited 5 years for the Olympics to come around. I guess we're going to see the next edition in the next 3 years because, you know, we got to stay on track. We got to stay on schedule. You feel me? It's a little confusing when you turn on your TV and you see, you know, what year you're in, but it still says, you know, the Tokyo 2020 Olympics. You're like, all right. But, you know, I get it. They're trying to just, you know, stay in accordance of things. They ain't trying to confuse nobody. You know what I'm saying? But we got some mighty Canadians out there doing their thing, man. And before I get into all of that, man, I want to definitely, tip my hat to all of our athletes, regardless, yo, no matter if you're a weird omegle or not, yo, the fact that you're there, you're a champion. You know what I mean? And yo, them say, yo, people listen to CKUT all across the globe, you know. Them say people tune in to CKUT every continent. So for all we know, yo, CKUT are pumping at the Olympic Village right now, yeah? So if it's pumping in the Olympic Village right now, yeah? I say, yo, big up all of our true Canadian patriots, man. That's a true war, man. An athletic war, man. You don't need no gun for war. You know what I mean? You don't need no bullet for war. You don't need no bomb for war. You know what I mean? Pick up a basketball, man. You know what I mean? Pick up a one pole vault or something there, right? What them call that? The shot put. Yeah, man. The shot put, right? Pick up a one shot put, right? Have a one. Yo, what happened to them days when man want war? When man feel like them have to show off to next man? Them go and cut down a whole tree and pick up the tree and see how far them can run with the tree. Yeah, man. That's a real war, man. You know what I'm saying? War with a tree, man. What you mean? Go and go war with a tree, man. You see? Yo, talking about War with a Tree, man. Yo, I want to just send out, yo, Father, we see you. Sending much love to you, man. Sending all the energy to you. You see me? You know what I'm saying? Yo, healing energy, man. Healing energy to the Big Papa all the time. You see it? Yeah, man. Say, yo, before I keep on rambling, let me send my toast to all of my people that are in the Olympic Village, man, who are out there, you know what I mean, keeping up the real war and athletic war, man. I'm bringing back medals for the country. We're proud of it, you see? Yo, watch now, man. I got something exclusive. Not exclusive. Y'all heard me play this already, but something just for you guys. Watch it there.
Gamble in a life, man.
Okay.
Janet Jackson all day, yeah? boy Breach in the building. Having fun, man. Having fun. Having fun. Having fun. I hope you guys are having fun out there. Won this. You know what I mean? Amazing, amazing day, man. As I said, man, I wanted to send a big shout out to all of our Canadian champions out there. All of our Canadian champions out there doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I've been keeping track of Tokyo 2020. You know what I mean? It's my little guilty pleasure. When the Olympics come around, I'm a guilty pleasure. You see me? You know what I mean? It's like the World Cup of World Cups. You know? You see, allied country them come around. You know what I really love about the Olympics? I really enjoy watching the opening ceremonies. You know what I mean? The fashion show of fashion shows. I love watching the opening ceremonies, man. I love watching, you know what I mean? The torch getting lit, all of that stuff. As you get older, you start viewing it in a different way. You start picking up on different things that you never pick up on when you were a youth. You know what I mean? When you were younger. You know what I mean? Like when the Japanese girl came out to light the torch, I was a little confused. I was a little confused for a second. I thought it was Serena Williams. I was like, yo, I love the braids. I love the braids. You know what I mean? Yo, the Japanese, them rock the braids. Tough, you know, brethren. Trust me, man. Trust me. That's why I say, yo, I'm of the notion that, you know, we have to be wary when we have these arguments about cultural appropriation. You know what I mean? I think it's how it is applied when appropriated that we need to really have the conversation about, right? But sharing cultures, you know, if we were to really just, you know, be honest and start talking about, look, you know, you have to get rid of everything that was culturally appropriated. Well, you have to say bye to your Chinese food. You have to say bye to your Portuguese chicken. You gotta say bye to your jerk chicken. You gotta say bye to your roti. You have to say bye to your empanadas and all them something there. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, adopting culture and allowing it to blend and meld and all them something there and lending from and borrowing from and allowing people, you know what I mean, donating to another culture is a beautiful thing. You know what I mean? It's when people go out there and steal, you know, pieces of another man's culture, regardless of if it's African culture or Asian culture or European culture or whatever, and don't give credit where credit is due. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, when it comes to hip hop, if you bite my things and you tell people say my things, you might catch a box. You see me? So that's where we have to, you know what I mean? Balance out certain things. But when it comes to the braids thing, yo, at the end of the day, if you don't know the stats, right? Nobody sell black hair. Nobody sell more black hair than the Asian them. That's a fact. That is a statistical fact. So, you know what I'm saying? Should I get them thing there cheap out there, so Reggie? And trust me, man, the braid them nice. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, moving on from hairstyles and talking about the metal styles, right? The metal stylings of the Canadian Olympians that are out there. Yo, I definitely want to shout out Jessica Klimakate. Right? Klimakate. Klimkate. Ah, yes. Jessica Klimkate from Whitby, Ontario, who brought back a bronze in judo, women's 57 kilogram, the 57 kg division right there. We got to shout out the Canadian softball, women's softball team. Yeah, man, mash up the thing, bring back a medal already, bronze medal stylings. Shout out Montreal's own or Quebec's own Catherine Beauchemin Pinard, who, yo, kick up the place in judo, 63 kg division. Shout out our silver medal silver medalists. our women's 4x100 meter freestyle relay swimming champs, Margaret McNeil, Penny Oh, I won't even try that one. Kayla Sanchez, Rebecca Smith, and Taylor Rook. Yo, shout out Montreal's own Jennifer Abel and Melissa Cintrini Billiot, right? Who came home with a silver medal in women's 3-meter synchronized springboard diving. Shout out Kylie Massé. Yes, man. Holding it down for the women's 100-meter backstroke in swimming. Yo. So all our, you know what I mean? Most of them silver medals. Show you, yo, Canada, batted. We're wicked in that water, you know. Yeah, man. And yo, shout out our gold medal queens, Margaret McNeil, who held it down in the women's 100 meter butterfly, winning the gold medal, and Maud Charron in the women's 64 kg weightlifting. Yes, man, shout out our Tokyo 2020 medalists thus far. But it's not finished, y'all. I'm gonna hit back later and let you guys know how you guys could keep up on the Olympics, how you guys could find out when your countries are going to be represented at the Olympics, and you know what I'm saying? Maybe check out if any of the, I don't know. Anybody know if any of the Caribbean countries? I know Haiti went up in Taekwondo, right? Our queen went up in Taekwondo. Yeah, I think we placed fifth or seventh, but she's still a champion in my eyes. She's still a champion in my eyes. She was there. You know what I'm saying? She was there. I'm still here. So I ain't hating. You know what I mean? I love every moment of it, man. Shout out the entire massive. Shout out the entire city. Shout out my entire CKUT family. I appreciate you guys, man. I got one more before we go to commercial break. And I don't know, man. I might keep this vibe going, or we might go elsewhere. Let's see. Wagwan, your zit. As we vibe to this, checking out the Canadians 2x women's volleyball team holding it down against Argentina right now. Yaman, we in the lead, yeah?